8:41 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 72 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Hello to our AM 1340 listeners. It's Wednesday. We're so happy to have you with us.
On Wednesdays, it has a lot of nicknames. Sometimes we call it Whitney Wednesday in honor of Whitney Houston. We also call it Winthrop Wednesday.
That's right.
It gives us a chance to check in with the athletic department, and one of our favorite guests joins us, Chuck Ray, who is the head volleyball coach for the Winthrop volleyball team. Yeah, he's great. He fits right in.
You guys put me up on this big pedestal here. I'm kind of scared right
well,
now. It's all good.
I don't know. I just love it because we got on the topic of your experience with the Marine Corps.
Two-day Marine.
And you just had the perfect comeback, Chuck. You're like, 2 days. By choice, who made that decision, as if you might have been kicked out.
There you
You're
go.
Out of here, Nick
no. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're not here to talk about Marines. We're here to talk about the volleyball team. My goodness, Chuck, you guys are coming off a huge weekend. You swept the tournament, the Virginia tournament.
Yeah, we had a good one this past weekend. So, you know, if you went 2 weekends before that, we didn't have such a good weekend. We played some really big teams the first weekend, top 25 teams, and Georgia, and a nice, really good Morehead State team. And didn't come out as well as we wanted to, but as a coach, we're only as good as our last game. So right now we're riding the wave, the high wave, and we had a really good weekend. Beating Virginia 3-0 was a really nice way to cap out that particular weekend.
My goodness. Wow.
It's always fun to win.
Yeah, very true. You'll be back in action this weekend.
Correct.
At home.
We play ETSU this coming weekend. It's back-to-back with ETSU at 6 o'clock on Friday night at the Winthrop Coliseum, and then 2 o'clock the next day. This whole COVID issue that's been going around, that the pandemic has kind of changed how we schedule things, and we were a little bit more conservative, a little safer in case we just brought one team in for this weekend, like we did this past spring. So we did play this past spring, too, a COVID type of schedule. We played only a conference schedule, where now we're finally playing some non-conference teams. So ETSU will be here this Friday, Saturday, and then next week we really look forward to having South Carolina. South Carolina is currently ranked number 24 in the country, and so they're playing really well. And ironically, in 2019, when we won the Big South Conference and went on to the NCAA tournament, which was awesome, and the last time I got to see you guys, which was back then. I thought maybe I'd see you again since then, but you know, this crazy COVID thing. But South Carolina and us, we got to travel to Washington. We both played at University of Washington. We both played different opponents, and so it's just crazy to have them, you know, come back up here now.
Oh my goodness, wow.
I loved watching, I love the sport.
Yeah,
thank
but,
you.
But one thing, you know, watching it with the Olympics was
yes.
pretty cool. And the team camaraderie.
Yeah.
The encouragement, the high fives, yeah. the get-together,
for
that
sure.
is amazing.
Yeah, well, this Olympics was the first time our women's team has won gold medal. So our men had done it a few different times, and so we're very grateful and fortunate they were able to achieve, and it was a big victory for them. And hopefully, and every 4 years, you know, the Olympics comes up, and volleyball kind of gets put up on a little bit more pedestal because we do find a lot of success, and hopefully it carries over, and we're going to have some more fans in the stadium this coming year. And it's great because we'll be able to have fans in the stadium. It will be seating that's going to be a little bit higher up than we're accustomed to, but we already had a preseason scrimmage, an inter-squad scrimmage, where we did have a number of good supporters, and there have been some amazing supporters here in the Rock Hill community. We're so impressed with the Rock Hill community, York County, the people that come out all the time and support us. We're grateful for them.
So this weekend, Chuck, will be your first home matches?
That is correct.
Okay,
so
great.
Our first one's this fall.
Describe your team. Is it a bunch of young ladies,
yeah.
older ladies, a little bit of mix?
I know.
Yeah, some days we talk to them that way, too.
Especially
our older ones get a little bit sore sometimes. They say, "You're getting old now," and they say, "We sure are."
I know, you say old, and I'm like, hey.
Yeah, they don't know yet, do
no.
they?
They're so young.
But,
oh, that's such a relative statement.
It's really interesting this year because the NCAA has granted an extra year of eligibility for all student-athletes, so that means those that are seniors last year have an extra year to still play. So we have a lot of fifth-year players here at Winthrop. We have two, Kia Benitez, who was MVP of the tournament last weekend, and Morgan Bossler, who's carried on great leadership roles for us, are now fifth years. And so on top of that, we have a few seniors, actual four-year seniors, who those seniors could theoretically play another year if they wanted to too. And every player that has been part of the COVID I guess, era, if you want to call it, all have that opportunity to have the extras. So we have a great mix. We have some freshmen. We have sophomores. We have on some seniors, and we even call them super seniors because they do have that opportunity now.
Well, that
I
sounds
like that
much better.
Than,
I totally agree with
you're
that.
You're a super senior.
See, you Chuck, you need to come here more often to help us.
We'd love to help out.
With our terminology.
Sure, for sure.
Chuck, going back real quick to the Olympics, can someone who plays indoor volleyball transition smoothly to beach volleyball and vice versa?
Sure, sure, for sure. And, you know, in the NCAA, sand or beach volleyball is now becoming one of the fastest emerging sports for collegiate athletics. And at Winthrop, we have looked at that opportunity to add. And, you know, as we go through the pandemic and Winthrop, you know, gets out of this epidemic that we're in and continues to grow again, maybe that's a direction we might be able to go. So some schools do have players that play indoor in the fall, and then in the spring they play outdoors. They play on the beach. So
it's great to
know. They got the best of both worlds.
So, it is somewhat interchangeable.
It certainly
is.
And,
well, that's good to know.
A matter of fact, this coming weekend, there's a outside hitter. She played at USC, not South Carolina, but Southern Cal.
Oh, the other one.
Played in that other one. We don't like to talk about that much. She played 4 years indoor, and now she's getting her fifth year of eligibility at ETSU and playing indoor now this particular season.
Really?
Yeah, crazy, right?
Well, that's great. Well, I can provide you a college opportunity and life skills.
For sure.
It's remarkable.
For sure.
You have to be tall.
Well,
to play volleyball.
Well, you know, I wasn't, so I say it's not about height, it's about heart.
Let me rephrase. You have to be tall to play volleyball well.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You know, what's actually great about our sport is that they're all different positions, and there are those that are, you know, 5 feet and those that are 7 feet, and this sport is crazy. And I think what makes this sport so great, and it's the fastest growing sport for girls, high school athletics. Now volleyball has eclipsed all other girls sports
so
as a team
be
sport.
Into that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
There's such a diverse mix of people, and what makes it really challenging is our strength coach Ben Abbott. He's amazing. Like he's got to figure out how to work with the littles and work with the talls, you know, and how to change up your workouts, and even us as coaching staff. And I know you had some mental health counselors in here just earlier, and how you deal with all the different dimensions of what we do with these student athletes.
Chuck, how do you? Of course, this past Olympics, so much was made about the uniforms that the ladies wear.
Yes.
How do you approach that? What do you tell parents that want to get their kids involved in volleyball? And,
and
a lot of dads
sure.
I've heard say, I don't want my daughter out there wearing, is basically like a pair of underwear.
I get it.
How do you?
I still haven't figured out why. Okay. I asked them the question. They can choose whatever they want, in my opinion, and let them wear whatever they want, however they're most comfortable. And, you know, with athletics, there's, as I mentioned, a lot of mental health things and body image things, and especially for females, and we're really, really conscious of those things. And the most important thing they can get out of our program is that they do have their mental health. They're in a place where they are able to thrive and grow and become empowered women leaders once they leave our program. And so no matter if they get a chance to play, don't get a chance to play, and if the uniform is something that is going to hinder their performance or do something against what we want them to do, their wishes, whatever it is, we need to change those things. And so it's just something that's been customary with our sport, and it's starting to grow and change. You'll see some ladies in long leggings now, and there are some teams that have some shorts on too. So.
Well, the material has gotten so much better than
true.
It once was.
I don't know. My wife tells me those things. I haven't a clue.
You can still be very dynamic.
And quite honestly, I get completely out of the uniform situation.
Yeah.
Our assistant coach, Heather Gehart, she's amazing, and she deals with all the equipment stuff, and God bless her, because that's it.
Very, you know your lane.
I don't. Once they start talking about hair, makeup, and clothing, I'm out of the conversation.
Very smart,
Chuck.
Yeah. I'm with you. You can help them with a lot of other things for sure. Some ladies, though, claim that they like the uniform, that it helps
completely.
Them. So, to your point, to each their own. We've seen that change
that would
over
be
the
me
years.
And you, Lucas.
I know.
I'm hot.
Yeah, but we've seen that change with the swimming, especially for men.
True.
They would wear it with a Speedo, and that
true.
Was always the joke. Now they've gone to jammers, which are a little longer. It comes down to the knees, but again. If that's the one thing that's the big hang up, that can be changed.
Correct.
I mean, that it's not worth losing a good player over something
correct.
Like that.
Yeah.
Well, you have your opportunity to see the Winthrop Eagles in action this weekend, Friday and Saturday at Winthrop Coliseum. The way Chuck described it, you're going to see a fantastic program, and it means so much to these ladies for the community to come out, especially in a COVID year where you got so many restrictions. You still have to follow the rules and guidelines, but come on out there, cheer them on, and you never know what a clap here and there, a way to go, can really do for one's
you might get hooked.
Game,
you
for
might
sure.
go back again and again and again, and it's so fun because you get to know the players and you get to understand the game better, and it's a win-win for everybody.
For sure. Love to have you out there.
Chuck Ray, again, is the head coach for the Winthrop volleyball team. Chuck, come back anytime,
pleasure.
Please.
Thank you.